If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny-come-latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Joining us now from KFan in Minneapolis, host of the longest-running fantasy football show in the country, nay, the world, and inventor of guillotine leagues, he is Paul Charchian.
Okay.
A happy Lukuku. Cuckoo to you, my friend.
It's been too long. I am currently situated on the my deck on an 85 degree day under a sun umbrella with nary a cloud in the sky. It's you know, for all the bitching and moaning I do about Minnesota, I should recognize when we've got a moment of greatness, and this is it.
More than a moment of greatness, it's been incredible, warm, high pressure, no rain at all over the upper Midwest for quite some time now. In fact, they haven't had rain in Milwaukee here since May 20th. They don't have really rain in the forecast except for the chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow or Thursday for the next 10 days. So they're going to be working on almost a 30-day bender of drought, which then, of course, the meteorologist charge will scold all of us. You know, we really need the rain. Well, fuck, I don't control it. Get off my ass.
Now, are you one of these participants in the newfound no mow May?
No, I mow all the time. I live to mow. I've talked about my beautiful new incredible Turf Tiger 2 mower.
Ooh, That sounds sexy. I don't know what the hell that is, but I'm Googling right now. The Turf Tiger 2?
Turf Tiger 2 from the good folks.
So much better than Turf Tiger 1.
From the good folks at Skag in Mayville. Yes, it's the most glorious piece of equipment. It's not just a mower. It's a professional piece of equipment, and I've talked about it quite at length. But, yeah, for a guy that has 10 acres that likes to see the stripes in the grass and just soak in the sea of green, I would sooner think of cutting my left arm off than not mowing in the month of May. May is the best month to mow because our grass in the Mid-Atlantic area doesn't go to shit in May. It's still all grass. It doesn't have weeds and wildcat Bermuda and broadleaf plantain mixed in and clover and a bunch of other bullshit in there. It's got good stuff. Unlike up here in the northern part of the Midwest, you get solid grass, good grass without weeds, because it doesn't get hot enough for weeds.
That's right.
In the summer. Well, so you didn't mow? Did you not mow in May?
No, I mowed. Oh, okay. Screw that. Ooh. I mean, you know, but then I think there are people that are always looking for an opportunity to, you know, conserve water or whatever. I live in Minnesota. We got 10,000 lakes.
Well, we
don't need to conserve any water.
That's true. And you are the only state that voted for Mondale. So there's
Yes, we are. To think that there was at one time an electoral map in which the entire country, 49 states, were unified. It's mind-boggling. It would never happen today.
No, either way, either red or blue. And really, while we're on politics for a second, and I will not apologize for going there. Fuck you. You're an adult. You can handle it. I'm not going to trigger you with this. The truth of the matter is, with our current democracy, is that we're basically a four-state fight right now.
Yeah.
For the
Florida,
presidency.
Pennsylvania, Ohio, I don't know, maybe
Arizona.
Wisconsin, that's it.
Wisconsin brought in. You're right. And I'm telling you this right now, the founders, as brilliant as they were in understanding what would be a good way to set up government, they didn't fucking foresee this. Oh, no, they did not. They never thought, okay, it'll come down to 4 out of 50 states. No chance.
No.
Anyway,
no, that's it. Yeah, anyway, it shouldn't, but it
all
does.
Right, so let's start. We got a long, we got a lot to get to in a short amount of time. We're here for a good time, not a long time. Dogs, bruh. Raiders drafting. Musing on McAfee. Marlin Man Dream Week. Bud Light Free Fall. Lululemon fires employees. Narc Cuban. 30 for 30 on American Gladiators, and a Russian tennis player turned OnlyFans. So let's get with it. Dogs. Charge sent me a text that staggered me. Stopped me in my tracks prior to agreeing to this podcast. He said, I want to take a moment to talk about one of the worst decisions in my life, and that is owning dogs.
It's sacrosanct, right? I mean, you know, dogs, you know, all they want to do is accompany you on every one of your adventures. They love you unconditionally. All they want to do is please you all the time. Everybody loves dogs. Zabe, this is maybe the single biggest mistake of my life was getting dogs.
Oh my!
And I like
God.
My dogs. I like my dog. I like my. They love me. I like my dogs.
What happened? Did your dog rob a bank and blame you for it? Did your dog steal all your Bitcoin by getting into your encrypted Bit wallet?
I wish I'd gotten off cheaper if they had. 6 years ago, I got Scraps. Now, you've met Scraps a couple of times. You met Pepper once.
For those who don't know, Scraps is a rescue dog, literally about the size of a football.
It's 20 pounds. So he's not Chihuahua size. He's like double a Chihuahua, but, you know, 20 pounds. A small dog. And at the time,
he will not win any handsome dog contests, but he's beautiful to you and Roxy.
See, I think Jack Russells are very cute dogs, which he's mostly Jack Russell.
He's mostly Jack Russell, but what else has he got in him?
Little Beagle in there as well. Yes.
A Jack Beagle.
When I got Scraps, Zabe, at the time, it was 6 years ago, I'm engaged to Roxy, you know, and this was in a sense that we were like starting our own family, right, with the dog. Yeah. We were not going to have kids at that age, right? So, you know, it was like starting our own little family with Scraps. And plus, Scraps is a great name for a dog. And I wanted a dog named Scraps. Before I even had a dog, I wanted Scraps because Scraps is a great name. Lesson number one, Zabe, do not buy a dog just because you have a kick-ass name for your dog.
I have a name waiting for a dog. I just need a dog to fill this name.
That was lesson number one.
Okay. So now, by the way, didn't Scraps also have some physical disability? he had to overcome?
Only in that when the first visit that you had and the first time you met Scraps, he was still just a puppy then, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
He had papilloma, which was a thing like on his lip. It was basically like a cold sore for a dog, and he had it for like a month. That's when you saw him. Now, I did the right thing, Zabe, and I got a rescue. But here's the thing about rescues, as opposed to getting a purebred that nobody talks about. You don't know what you're getting. If you get a purebred German Shepherd, you know you're going to get a confident dog. If you get a purebred Golden Retriever, you're going to get a laid-back dog. If you get a purebred Lab, you're going to get a friendly, sociable dog. But with a rescue, it's a total crapshoot. Well, the adoption agency doesn't know the breeding of the dog. They're guessing.
Well, there's two things. Number one, you start, it's rescue dogs or, mutts, which have several different breeds in them, have cross-pollinated tendencies and traits and abilities of the different breeds. Every breed is known for something. So like you said, German Shepherd purebred, they're getting German Shepherd instincts, German Shepherd tendencies, a German Shepherd operating system. Pure and mostly devoid of bugs. So not only are mutts a mixture of operating systems when it comes to dogs, but you don't know what traumas they've been through. Being lost, being hungry, being abused, that you'll have to work through and overcome. That's why Cesar Millan has a TV show.
Well, okay. And I ended up getting, the operating system I got was the equivalent to IBM's OS2. For those of you in the tech world that can remember that.
Sounds like that's a shitty operating system to have, if you ask me, Charge.
That was 20 years ago. IBM was pushing that as a Windows alternative. But here's the thing. Yes, there is a history for some rescues. My dog was 8 months old. Eight weeks old.
Okay.
So Scraps probably did not have some history, but he came from Kentucky. Fred Minnick was beating Scraps at one point. We rescued Scraps.
Wait a minute. You rescued Scraps from Fred?
Well, I'm just hypothesizing because Fred's the only person we know in common in Kentucky. So I'm blaming it all on Fred
Minnick. Oh, okay. You're joking about that. I thought you literally, because you know Fred being the bourbon guy that you are, and he is. He gave you the dog, like, hey, I got the stray dog that showed up, Charge. Do you want it? And you were like, yeah, sure. I got the perfect name for it. Scraps.
That would be a great story. And Scraps was insanely adorable as a puppy, a total showstopper. I literally could not walk down the streets of Minneapolis without people, especially girls, stopping and cooing over Scraps.
That's what dogs do. Dogs win your heart just looking at you.
And at the outset, Roxy and I told ourselves we are not going to be bamboozled by cuteness, and yet we were.
Every dog owner says that, just like every homeowner looking at home says, all right, I won't be impressed with the kitchen, no matter how nice the kitchen's been redone. I won't be impressed with look at that island and the marble counters. We've got to have it.
That's right. Now, the rescue agency called Scraps a terrier mix, which I hope you can hear the air quotes there. Turns out he's almost entirely Jack Russell, and the Jack Russell is the jackass of the dog world. Yes. Scraps is smarter, more athletic, and more stubborn than anybody in our entire household. He basically runs our house. Very difficult, boundless energy and a strong will not to learn any lessons or do anything he does not want to. The world happens on Scraps' terms. That's a huge problem. Right. And you don't know what you're getting. And Zabe, I discounted shedding. I'm like, that shedding, who cares? I'd had dogs before. They shed a little. They don't still hassle. You vacuum one extra time a week and you're done. Oh, no, not Scraps. A 20-pound dog, but you pet Scraps, and he releases a cloud of fur that triggers a localized solar eclipse. It's so bad. It's like when crop dusters release their pesticide. That's what it looks like when I pet Scraps. It is a freaking disaster. And Scraps' stubbornness manifests itself in ways you would never have guessed. He hates to poop.
Oh, my God. I thought dogs loved to poop, and they loved to pee on things, and they poop and pee in inappropriate places, like in your house and on your couch and on your neighbor's driveway.
I don't have that problem, I'm happy to say, but Scraps flips it the other direction. He will fight it until the poop is forcing its way out of his butt. So I can't just like let Scraps out in the backyard, assume he's going to just take care of any needed business. No, that would be too simple for a complex, stubborn dog like Scraps. Instead, he holds it all day long, holds it into the night. I let him out before bedtime. He won't go. And then at 2 a.m., now it is pooping time because he's got no choice.
Well, if I may ask, do you still have the receipt?
Only in the manner of this. I mean, I can go to back to the same adoption agency and say here, remember me?
Have
remember me
back.
From 6 years ago?
I can't handle this kid. Too tough.
That's right. And but you can't really. It's a social pariah, right? If I do that, I'm going to look horrible.
Well, you should also not talk about it on a podcast. But
probably not. If I do that,
if by some chance you adopt a terrier beagle mix that sheds a lot and boy seems to bear and seems to respond to the word scraps. Is this Church's dog I've just readopted?
So then what do we do? So we're in the grinder with Scraps and
what's the grinder?
I'm in the grinder. I'm in the grinder. Means, you know, tough
he's,
spot.
Right?
He's
wearing
grinding me down.
Is this, by the way, on the recent RV trip in the, not the Jayco, but what's the company name that you bought?
This is an Ibex, and we're coming to that. Yes, okay. this does come full circle here. So I decided Scraps is wearing me down. He's at 1 year old. I've gone through a year of agony with this puppy, trying to get him potty trained and everything else. He's chewing everything.
Whoa,
whatever.
Scraps is 6, I thought.
He's 6 now, but I'm backing up the story for a moment to 1 year old.
Got it. Okay.
I asked Twitter, is getting a second dog twice as much work or do they neutralize each other?
Well, I'm sure Twitter, do you hear those air quotes? Gave you just the answer you were looking for.
Correct. They lied to me, Zabe. Oh, that's just as easy. Instead of taking one for a walk, you just take two.
They'll babysit each other.
Yes, you babysit each other. So you let one dog out, and that's like the other dog just follows them outdoors. Easy. So I bought my dog a dog.
And?
The second dog is at least double the work, double the cost, double the fur, and double the issues.
You are neck deep in it, buddy.
I am neck deep in it.
Deep. This is more neck deep than you getting that Ibex trailer, which required 2 car upgrades within the span of a month.
That is actually correct. Now, Pepper, dog number 2, unknown at the time, also rescue. You'd think I would have learned my lesson. We didn't know what you were getting with that. Rescue service described Pepper as a lab mix. Yeah. Turns out it's a mix of high energy breeds, Australian cattle dog, border collie.
Oh,
I mean,
God, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Those dogs need a 100-acre ranch to work every day in order to feel useful in life.
Right. And they need to be herding all day long, right? So I got, and at my old house, we had basically no yard. So what do? I go buy my dogs a house. The house you were at most recently. Big backyard. So that I could fence in. So I got to upgrade the house. I'm in up for a couple $100,000 extra on this house. I got to put up a fence. So the fence is not cheap. And then
you have a beautiful dog yard though. It's just the right size. Looks to be about a third of an acre. It's got
the backyard's about a third. Yeah.
About a third of an acre. It's got a nice grassy area. Very easy to view from the deck where you're sitting right now. It would seem to be a dog owner's heaven.
It's great for the dogs. I did this for the dogs. And then that brings me to the camper and travel, right? So I've got the 2 dogs, and I'd like to take a 1 week vacation. Boarding 2 dogs, Zabe, for 1 week is $1,000.
Oh, boy.
And I've done this many times over the 5 years. And so Roxy and I are looking at each other like, we want to take like a 2 or 3 week trip. I'm out $3,000 and it's not fair to the dogs to kennel them for like 3 weeks. I mean, that's not cool. So we bought the camper. So now I'm out the cost of the camper.
Yeah.
Then to pull the camper, I got to buy a pickup truck. So there's another $100,000 right there. Camper, pickup truck. That's $100,000. Zabe, dogs, the worst decision of my life.
They are. However, I don't get the sense that you could just go drop each one of them off, even to the most loving of families, to the most rich and well-off dog-starred families who would say, oh my God, we'll give these dogs a proper home. Something tells me in your heart, if you were to do that, it would break five times over. Or am I wrong?
Pepper would be tough. Scraps. And here's the thing. I got to speak in hushed tones right now, okay. Zabe. All right. This is strictly between us and your listeners. My next door neighbor has got two young daughters. One is two and one's four. The four-year-old loves scraps. They've got a dog who's like 15 years old.
I can already see this coming. I see this coming like a plot line to Three's Company. You know, I'm like, I see what's going to happen here. Uh-huh. So you let the neighbors adopt scraps, and then they begin to hate you because you've given them the nightmare dog.
Well, wait. It hasn't happened yet. But Eleanor, the four-year-old, loves Scrappies, as she calls him, and Scrappies loves Eleanor. And, you know, I would tell them all the truth. I mean, I'm not going to not tell them all the truths about Scraps because they're next door if the thing goes belly up. But let's say, for example, my next camper vacation, after their current dog dies, because the current dog it's a long story, but they could test run Scraps. What do you think about, you know, I got a week vacation. Why don't you take Scraps for a week? See what happens. And what happens when Eleanor falls in love with Scraps?
Well, that's the thing. As long as you're full up honest for your neighbor saying, listen, your daughter loves Scraps. He is a lot of work. And here's the ways he's work. Just so you know this going in. But if you would like to watch Scraps for a week and see, you know, how it goes. And maybe, you know, if you really love Scraps, you could take him in on your side of the fence instead of my side of the fence. Okay, yes. But just so you know, if you are completely forewarning your neighbor, then I think it's doable. However, it's a neighbor. It's like, you know, having sex with somebody at work, you know. don't shit where you eat kind of thing. You know, it's right. Like, you're going to have to move again because you're like, well, right. And then I gave the dog to the neighbor, .. Wow, that, you know, Charge, that's quite a dilemma. Now, you know, I know there's going to be a small number of people who try to dog shame you. Like, how dare you not love that dog and all of its problems with all your heart because of all the joy that it gives you in ways you don't even realize. I can't believe the selfish, narcissistic views of Charge. It's outrageous. There's going to be a handful of those. However, yeah. I bet you we're going to flush out of the weeds. A number of people have said, look, I've owned dogs. I love dogs. Some dogs, though, are simply too much. Here's our story of having to send one off. You know, cut the dog and send it to the minors.
Yes.
That happens. That happens in large numbers every year. That's why there are rescue shelters, period.
Right. And, you know, look, you know, I went from a rescue, right? This is a better alternative than putting him back in the rescue. I mean, I'm plus two in the karma department. I can subtract one from the karma department, can't I, and still be plus one?
100%.
I think so. I would like to think that's the case. I don't think it's an indecent proposal. Right. I don't think this is $1 million to sleep with my wife. I think this is your wife. I think this is a reasonable proposal between two consenting parties. If it comes to that,
you know what? It would your record would still be better than Mike Mayock drafting in the first round for the Las Vegas Raiders as a hard pivot to topic number two.
All right, let's do it.
So
let's
this Jimmy Garoppolo thing has absolutely floored me. This is the plan they're going with. And I asked the question this morning to Packer fans. I'm like, so how do you feel about Devontae, old number 17? Yeah, I said, do you feel bad at all? Well, they can't. They got no money. But I said, do you feel bad at all for him? And my producer, Josh, said, nope, completely dry eyes. And I said, do you feel a little bit of Schadenfreude and Nelson Muncy and ha-ha?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, he did join a team that has been known for dysfunction, starting at
That's
the top
right.
with the owner and on down the line. And so he should have had his eyes wide open. He just thought, hey, I'm great. I'm getting the money. Car's there. We're good. We're going to be great. We're going to ball out. It's all going to work out until it doesn't.
Until it doesn't. And, you know, all the warning signs were there, right? We knew Derek Carr was a middling quarterback. We knew the rest of the roster was awful, awful. And so there was a very good chance at some point they were going to have to reboot this thing. Then the Raiders right now, if they cut, if Jimmy Garoppolo's foot doesn't work out and they just cut him and they want the money back or whatever, Brian Hoyer and Aiden O'Connell are your starting quarterbacks for the Raiders. I mean, they're clearly at that point playing to lose. And that's what Davante Adams is looking at right now as a very real possibility. And you got to wonder if at some point he's not trying to situate himself for another trade so that he doesn't have to end his career on a team that's going to reboot and try to go get Caleb Williams at the top of the next draft.
Yeah. The Raiders traded Khalil Mack, had three first-rounders in Mayock's first draft in 2019. Pretty much whiffed on the whole thing. Josh Jacobs was the only first-rounder that's been productive. Cleland Farrell, their first pick overall, defensive end, was a complete shit show. Never played more than like five games. Safety Jonathan Abram was also a whiff in the first round. Yep. The next year, they had a chance to bounce back, and basically the draft turned out to be just as shitty. And you could say, well, it's not, you know, Mayock's fault that Henry Ruggs III drove his car at 196 miles an hour trying to recreate the scene from Back to the Future and killed a woman.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of is his problem because he's drafting bad character guys, including some safety or a corner that was a bad character guy that they also had to cut because they looked at his social media and said, Jesus, what is this guy doing? And the funny thing is, you know, we used to have, Scott and I used to have Mayock on a regular basis when he was doing the games on NFL Network on our national show. Yeah. We loved him. We thought he was a sensible, smart, serious guy that was all about football. And maybe he was, but damn, horrible fucking instincts.
Oh, yeah. See, this is a case where being a GM is very different. Different skill set than being the guy that needs to show up on ESPN or the NFL Network, whichever he was, for 3 days a year. I mean, it's a totally different skill set. The two do not overlap very much. And obviously, Mack was in over his head. So many bad draft picks. In fact, trying to find any round that worked out particularly well, there's Max Crosby. Like, that's it. Yeah. I mean, like I say, there's not even like another second contract to be had here out of all the guys that he picked.
The other one, I think, of the article that was chronicling this, and he was a late round guy, was the white whip guy from Clemson, wide receiver.
Hunter Renfro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So
yep.
Max Crosby, Hunter Renfro, the only redeeming ones, and they came late in the round. So it was pretty much a guess, a pick and a poke. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it.
Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
Okay, cut number three, musing on McAfee.
I don't know what this means. John McAfee? What are we talking? The McAfee software? Pat McAfee.
Musing on McAfee. I just want your thought as a guy who understands media, the industry, building a business, building your own brand, selling out, et cetera, et cetera. I want to get your thoughts on McAfee going to ESPN.
I don't like it. I don't. Well, okay, if I'm ESPN, I like it. If I'm McAfee, I don't. Because the whole reason that McAfee got to where he is today is basically talk to regular dudes in a regular way, right? He was one of us. He was just a beer-guzzling, camping, trucking guy, right, who shows up in his sleeveless T-shirt and talks our language, right? The relatability was so much higher than the stuffed shirts at ESPN.
And you don't think they're going to let him be that, minus just a few select words he can't say on ESPN he did on YouTube? You don't think it'll still be that kind of bare-knuckled guy talk?
I think it will be, because ESPN's in trouble and they're trying anything. They're grasping at straws. They're losing viewers. Disney may spin them off into their own money-losing entity. There's a lot of fear right now.
Repeat that line. Their own money what entity?
Money-losing entity. ESPN is deeply negative.
That's like deeply. To think that Disney would go, okay, shit. Let's take this thing, ESPN, that was the worldwide leader in sports, that seemingly had a printing machine for money.
Yes.
And let's go lock it in a room where the stink will not infect the rest of our portfolio. That's stunning.
it's amazing how much it's changed. Just look in the last 10 years. I mean, 10 years ago, Zabe, my DirecTV controller, I had worn off the 2, the 0, and the 6 on the keypad of my remote.
Really?
For my DirecTV. I mean, they were rubbed clean. You couldn't even see the 2, the 0, the 6.
You're not exaggerating.
We were always there. Oh, I am totally exaggerating, but you get the gist of it.
Oh, okay.
We were constantly on ESPN because there was so much. There was the whole sporting world pivoted on
That's
ESPN.
Where it was.
And it simply doesn't anymore. And they forced away a lot of just regular sports fans through a variety of bungled decisions.
Well, not only that, but not only is there a lot of other options out there, but they have made it so that a lot of us hold that remote in our hand. I've done this, Charge, and I've thought, okay, I'm just popping the TV on. I want to kind of watch something, anything, quick. What do we got? And I think about going 206, and the thought crosses my mind, they're just a bit much. Do you know what I mean by a bit much? They're either a bit much with their agenda, or they're a bit much with their nonsense, like arguments that wouldn't last a second in a bar next to a buddy, such as Mike Greenberg saying, you know, I really think the Lakers should rest their starters in game 5 against the Warriors. What the fuck? Like that. So when I think about 206, I go, do I really want to watch them? And this is not out of some punishment, because I'm not a metered Nielsen household. It just is, will watching this anger me? That's the last thing I want.
Is your life bettered or worsened by the experience you're going to have on 206? Yeah. Which, you know, ideally should never have to go through your mind when you're looking
to change
a channel.
No, it shouldn't. I think they've totally broken their brand. Speaking of breaking their brand, I'm going to skip to cut 5, Bud Light Free Fall. There are now viral photos and videos from the Memorial Day weekend showing beer sections in grocery stores in which the rest of the beer brands have been picked clean, and what is left but a huge pile of Bud and Bud Light. Now, knowing that the internet is a funhouse mirrors of not quite real, and realizing these things could be a work or they could have been restocking, who knows? The real data does show that Bud Light is down like 26% still from a year ago. So it's completely taken a nosedive. And that is probably, with accounting for that in the Deep South, it's down even more So somehow, northern parts of the country, more liberal-minded, maybe like Minnesota, sales are up somehow to keep it only down 26%. I ask you, yeah. Charge, what is really happening? Because a single unsponsored ad campaign, which is what this was with Dylan Mulvaney, should not have this kind of lasting effect. So what, my friend, is going on?
Well, I think that you hit on the key thing. Well, first of all, understand this. 22% in the beer business is a gigantic drop, humongous drop, where people, they're scrapping over 0.1% changes in either direction. I mean, that, you know, if you can raise your you can get a 0.1% positive change in your beer consumption output, you've done your job year.
That's true. You know this.
That is true.
How?
I know this for a fact because I was a over decade long sponsor for one of the bigger regional beers Ooh. In Minnesota in the five state area up here, Grain Belt, the Shells Brewery. And because of my longtime association with them, I got to know the beer industry really, really well. And it's gotten so diversified with all the microbrews yeah. and all the pubs and everything else, right? And it's become, you know, when you could have had gigantic big brands that had 20% of market share, like, you know, years ago Schlitz did, now you're trying to get to like 4.2%. And if you can get 4.2% to 4.3%, that is a big, big win. Losing 20% for Bud Light is a catastrophic loss. The question to you, though, and you raised it, the big question is, is it going to last? Is it going to last? Or this is just like a one-time little thing, and a year from now, the good old boys are going to be back drinking their Bud Light, not thinking twice about it.
Okay, two things. One is I understand that despite the 26% drop, they still sell a shit ton of Bud and Bud Light in stores. Like, their annual sales are still like a billion or something like that or better. So you're not saying that it could kill the brand entirely, that they'll just be like, remember when we used to have TWA Airlines and Budweiser beer and Sharper Image? They're no longer.
Like, no, I don't. We're not going to get to that point. It's not going to be a brand, but people's tastes shift and people move and they get into their group. Coors Light was a 0 out of 100 20 years ago. Now it's like the number two light beer in America.
That is true. It was a niche brand that nobody really drank outside of the Rockies, outside of the West.
Correct.
And they pumped it up. I think what's going on is simply we have become such a trivial, stupid society, influenced by the most online of nonsense, that people are terrified of being seen at a function holding a Bud Light, not because they necessarily find the views of Dylan Mulvaney or her lifestyle or anything like that abhorrent. They might be quite open-minded in that regard. They're terrified of even the slightest bit of peer-to-peer mocking. That's my theory. And so therefore, out of an abundance of caution, people are just saying, you know what? I don't want to deal with it. Hey, Jerry, go to the store. We need some beer for the party. You go there, Bud Light's on deep discount. There's a ton of it available. And you think to yourself, shit, I got that one uncle who I know is not going to stop running his mouth if I bring home Bud Light. So guess what? I'll just avoid it. It's an easy thing to avoid because there's so many other brands. How's that for a theory?
No, it's a legit theory. It's funny. I was at a live recording of a podcast in which I was just in the audience for, and one of the people up on the stage was drinking a Bud Light, and it became a point of contention. Like, you know, what does it mean? You're drinking a Bud Light. Is this a political statement? You know, what does this say about who you are?
And then how dare you question my beer choice? And it's bad,
yes.
Right?
Nobody wants that. Now, you would think there would be a counter movement, Zabe. Right. By the trans activist left should have been buying up as much as or if not more than what all of the far right is not consuming.
They don't
want their craft beers. If it's not a weeded Hefeweizen, they're out.
Well, you're stereotyping. How dare you do that?
I know, but
the bottom line is they don't have a big enough army. There's not enough of them in numbers, you know. You need numbers to fight this counterfight right there. And Budweiser as a brand wouldn't want that anyway, because they would say, no, that's not what we wanted our brand to be associated with. but it's almost like
that ship sailed.
I know. Remember in Game of Thrones, nerd. I was always glad to have a Game of Thrones fanatic with me because I can make references like this and you'll get it. It's almost it's almost like when what's his name touched the grayscale, just a touch, grazed by it, and it began to just take him over.
Get him. Yes, that's right. I remember that. He was in the boat. Yes. It is like that. It just
over time, he was like, you're
tainted by it.
Yeah, you're fucked. You got a little skin rash. It's going to grow and grow and grow. There's no stopping it. Although he did find a potion or a spell to stop it later on, and it's going to kill you eventually. So
we'll I love hearing you talk about potions and spells. You know, someday you and I
we're going to play
Dungeons and Dragons. We're going to play a session of Dungeons and Dragons, and we're going to record it, Zabe.
Only if I can dress up in corduroy pants and a checkered shirt from Target. then I'm in.
Well,
recreate my look, my fit, as they say, from 1981.
I would game master this. I would be the dungeon master. We'd get some other people in. That would be people that, like you, probably have no real basis of understanding for Dungeons & Dragons, and we'd record it and release it as a multi-part Zabecast.
That'd be something, Church. That would be something. All right, last one here, because we wanted to keep this quick.
That was a no effing way.
Well, I just want to wrap this up here. Let me think about it. let me think about it. Let's workshop that a bit, as they say in corporate America.
Right. Yeah.
Last one.
Put a pin in it.
Put a pin in that. We're coming back to that. Last one here. Narc Cuban was trending yesterday because Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks and star of Shark Tank, went online on Twitter to say, hey, just curious, how many people are illegally streaming a pirated stream of the Celtics and the Heat? And people went ballistic on him. It was hilarious, calling him Narc Cuban and posting meme after meme after meme of feds staring into their computers looking to track down these Twitter sites. What did you think of that? And just give me some thoughts in general about pirating in this day and age.
All right. So I want to explain what's happened to me recently, because I had no choice but to hit a pirated stream recently.
Oh, so, no choice.
I had no choice. As you know, the I dropped DirecTV after the football season because they weren't going to have NFL Sunday ticket. So that was most of why I had it. But it also had my regional, which is Bally Sports North. Then the Wolf season ends. And the Wild season ends, and I want to watch those playoff games. But now I don't have the channels that it's on, and I'm not going to fire up DirecTV. I'm not going to go back to DirecTV just to watch like what's ultimately going to be a 5-game series for the Timberwolves, right? So I want to watch the game. I need to be able to talk about the game. But how do I do that without resubscribing to DirecTV or some other service that I ultimately do not want as soon as the Wolves get summarily ejected from the playoffs? Easy answer. Pirate the stream. Go to a pirated stream and just watch the game like millions of other people are doing. Cuban is absolutely right to ask about this.
Wasn't there an over-the-top option from Bally Sports North to buy their shit for $20 a month?
The regionals did not get any of the playoff games in hockey or basketball. Yep, those all went to the big national contracts.
So you needed, I'm a little bit confused. Why couldn't you pay for legitimately what you were looking to watch?
I would have had to have resubscribed to DirecTV or Comcast or, you know, something.
YouTube,
and I didn't want to subscribe to anything. I just want to watch 5 games of the Timberwolves.
On Bally.
No, because it wasn't on Bally.
What was it on?
Or not on Bally. It was on like TNT.
Wait a minute. So your YouTube TV doesn't get TNT?
I don't have YouTube TV. I don't have YouTube.
What do you have?
I have nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
I have nothing. Is this incomprehensible to have nothing?
Well,
I have nothing.
If you've got nothing, you need to buy something. You know, these sports don't. They don't get produced for free, you know? We're running a business here, George.
Cuban is asking is this. The cost to watch is too high, and there's too many hurdles. You know, I don't want to have to subscribe to freaking YouTube TV. I don't want YouTube TV, but I'm going to have to subscribe because I'm going to want the NFL Sunday Ticket in 3 months. I think he's doing this because he understands that regular people like me have been forced into illegal streaming. By the way, the Twins games, I can't even watch local Twins games because they're blacked out here and there's no streaming option because Bally's would belly up. Yeah. There's too many hurdles, and that's, I think, why he's asking. There are millions of people streaming across the globe.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a man who is neck deep in trailers, campers, new cars, new house, backyards, all because he fell in love with a rescue dog that he already had a name for in Scraps, has drawn the line at $80 a month for YouTube TV. Don't say that Charge has no limits to his expenditures. He does, and he's found them.
I am the walking definition of, what is it? Pound stupid and penny smart. Penny smart, pound stupid, whatever.
That's it. You nailed it right there. No, he didn't nail it. He got it wrong. Charge, you're the best, buddy. We'll talk next week.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums.
Oh, get out. It is not your life.
It is so.
Stop lying, will you?
Take off, eh? Oh.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.